ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
People, and I'm speaking to you this morning as you one of those 10,000 people who says within where you are, within your sphere, within where you are, where God has planted you as an employee, as an employer, as an employee, as a student, will you choose to make the difference? There is fear in our land. There is uncertainty in our land. But will you choose the frequency of faith and make a difference? So praise is comely. It becomes a necessity of life wherever there is fear. Praise helps you to turn your lemons into lemonade. I mean, that's someone saying. Praise helps you to make juice out of your apple. Praise, whether you feel like it or not, please, this morning, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord Jesus, don't lose your praise. Don't lose your song. Don't lose your confidence in God. Don't lose your absolute trust in what God can do. You know, a lot of the times we look to ourselves. I know people have taught other people to do that. Look to your ability, look to your skill, look to your talent, look to your whatever you possess, look to your charisma. Look to the author of life. David said, I will look up to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from God, the maker of heaven and the earth. I can't look to just my limited skill and ability, whereas to ignore the makers of heaven and the heart. So praise is comely. Tole from Agai, chapter 1 and 2, praise switch you to the frequency, modulation of faith to bat the miraculous in your heart. Praise will switch you to the frequency modulation, FM of faith, faith FM. Praise switches you to praise FM, modulation of faith to bat the miraculous. Once it enters your heart, it is come down to your EDD. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, a whole nation was in distress. I mean, they went to war, David and his men. And some people came and they ravaged the whole nation. They plundered them. And the Bible recorded that those men, I mean, when men wept, soldiers, they wept until they had no more strength to weep. And they planned to stone David. And David switched, because that was what made the difference. His praise switched to the frequency of faith. And within that, they can hear God clearly. So your praise, that's what switched you to the frequency modulation of faith. Fear will help you to complain. Fear will help you to murmur. Fear will help you to have association of wailers. Fear will move you into company of those who don't see possibilities, who will tell you testimony. It's the same thing. Testimony and testimonies is the same thing. It's from the same mouth. One is motivated by fear. Nobody does that kind of thing and live. The other one is motivated by faith. No. There is a God who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Why don't you take a leap? Fourthly, Haggai 1 and 2, praise is good for the health of your heart. Praise is good for the health of your heart. Fear will bring disappointment, setback, anxiety of heart. But praise is good for the health, for the well-being. He said, my son, that's what Solomon wrote later. He said, keep your heart. Keep your heart. And fifthly, from Malachi 1 and 2, praise helps keep your confession. It helps keep your confession. What is confession? Saying and keeping the same testimony in the face of contrary testimonies. Saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. What praise will help you do is that you don't depend on yourself. You don't depend on people. You don't depend on places. You don't depend on events. But your absolute trust is in God. Those who trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people now and forevermore. How did David handle his fear? Is in conclusion this morning. How did David handle his own fear? Let's go back to Psalm 34. You know, courage is your attitude of faith in the face of fear. Courage, simply defined, your attitude of faith in the face of fear. Courage, simply defined, is your attitude of faith in the place, in the face of fear. Number one, David was consistent with his praise. So Psalm 34 verses 1 to 3. He said, I will bless. It's a decision. It was consistent. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, my soul shall make his boast in the Lord. Not in myself, not in people, not in places, not in events. He said, oh, magnify. It was so contagious that he had to bring other people in. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. Not let us complain together. Not let us murmur together. Not let us grumble together. He said, magnify the Lord with me. So David was consistent with his praise. In Psalm 55, he said, evening, noon, morning, will I cry aloud unto you, and you will hear my voice. You will hear my voice. You will hear my voice. Secondly, he gave his fears to God. He gave his fear to God. In verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. In verse 6, he said, this poor man is not the poor physically. The poor man is the one who recognized the need for dependence on God. Jesus referred to it, the poor in spirit. The one who knows that they are deficient in their own strength. So he said, this woman cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. So when you are consistent with your prayers, you will give your fears to God. And if you give your fear to God, instead of complaining and be cringed in fear, faith rises in your heart. You know that it's just a challenging moment. This one shall come to pass. I love the whole Testament. You read certain chapter. He said, and they will say, it shall come to pass in those days. And then you read after God intervened, and you read the testimony changes, and it came to pass in those days. So whatever it is that any of us are going through, because fear is real, at this challenging moment in our nation, please don't lose your song. Don't lose your praise. Don't lose your trust and confidence. Don't try to work things out for yourself. Those who trust in the Lord, Psalm 127, those who trust in the Lord. So there is that aspect of trusting. And the Word of God has given us that platform of trust. Because the more you read the Word, the more you meditate on the Word, the more you can put your trust in the credential, in the CV of God. He has never failed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So David gave his fears to God. Thirdly, he waited on God for answers to his prayers. He waited. Verse 5 says, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Verse 15, it says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Verse 17, it says, the righteous cried out, and the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their trouble. They waited. He waited for on God for answers to his prayers. Don't be too swift to help yourself. And I will say it because I know that we live in a very dicey culture. If you pray and prayer is not coming quickly, people suggest means. No, God is never late. Don't help yourself. People even say things like, heaven help those who help themselves. There is no prayer is written in the scripture. Don't help yourself. Don't force yourself to go see into the future that is already declared for you in God. Some people go through sorcery to know the future. No, you don't know. Walk with God each day. He says sufficient is the evil for each day. Don't make things happen for yourself. Don't get promotion that God hasn't given you. Don't get work. Or business opportunity that God hasn't thrown at you. Don't do things to just because of the pressure of life, the fear of what tomorrow holds. Don't go and do something that you will regret about tomorrow. So David waited on God. Fourthly, he turned from evil to pursue peace. He turned. That's what verse 14 says. He turned. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That's how to handle fear. A lot of people get into trouble because they are trying to cover one thing up. No. I've said it just now. Whatever God will not give you, don't do long truth. Don't do business that people will be looking for you to kill you. And you say you want to lie low. Don't. Don't do one chance business. If you say 70-30, make it. Honor your word. Don't change it and say it's no more 70-30. It is 85-15 because we have to plow back into the company for logistic purposes. No. Honor your word. Honor your word. It's a little that the integrity man has is better than much revenue in the house of the thief. Please don't be under pressure. Don't. Depart from evil. Pursue peace. Don't be under pressure. Don't be under pressure of social media. All that you see is not all that it is. And please, don't be under any pressure of those who are stealing. Even at the moment, depart from evil. A lot of people, they say, oh, where is their turn? So that means if it's your turn, you will do worse? No. Don't put your mind. People who steal from this nation, they will suffer for it. Amen. I don't know. You don't have to say amen. There's some things in the scripture when it comes to commonwealth. I mean, it's just a mystery. I did a simple calculations with the pastors. It's a mystery. In my state, the security vote is 300 million every month. 300 times 12. You can do it. times four. In another set that I know, the security vault is 1 billion every month. 1 billion times 12. 12 times 4. And most of them want to do 8 years. So times 8. Someone who has not managed a pure water industry before. And we're exposing to that kind of thing. He will misbehave. She will misbehave. Someone hasn't done something tangible. That's just security vote. Whether they spend it or not, no, it's not. It's unaudited report. That's one of the things we have to review about our democracy. People are crazy. And you don't know how crazy people are until they have access to resources. Depart from evil. Depart. You can't steal from Nigeria and go away with it. Whoever cares to listen, let them listen. You can't steal from this populace. People who are resilient, people who are willing to work with their hands, people who are bracing it against all odds. There are entrepreneurs in this room. You're already thinking about fuel for the week to run the business. So it's challenging. But don't lose your prayers. Don't lose your prayers. Don't lose your prayers. We believe. And so we will see the goodness of the Lord in this land. I believe I will still be around. I mean, Dorcas made that commitment. He said, until my eyes see the consolation of Israel, I will not depart. A naira will come back to $70. Amen. Oh, no, 70 kobo. Yeah. You can't see it. I can see it. The Nigerians will not kill at any embassy anymore. That we will do all this thing through post. If you want to go anywhere, you send your passport. They put the visa and you collect it through post. You are not saying amen. I see it. And you know the reason why I believe it, it has happened before. And if you read that, a guy, he said, who has seen this house in the first glory? When I was in Unilag, I mean, Nigerian Airways office is just there. So students will collect their bursary, enter the Airways office, buy Lagos, London ticket Friday night, and they go. And then they spend naira in the shops there. Because once they cite your green passport, oh, what today? The same glory. But in a way that we will manage it as stewards of the resources of God. Amen. And that's why God is still asking that question in Haggai chapter 2. He said, he will make you a signet, an example. Your heart is enlarged for it. You can manage it. You are not only managing for the space that you cover, you are managing for the nation, you are managing for the continent. Lastly, this morning, how did David handle his own fear? He didn't wear himself out with worries. He didn't. David always is in the habit of praise. In fact, when he has issues, he says things like, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the roar that is higher than high. When he had lack in his life, we say things like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When he had issues with protection, he said, God is my refuge, God is my strength. When there is nothing happening to him, he said, I will praise you on a loud cymbals. I will praise you with all the 10-string instrument. So David does not wear himself out with worries. So please, don't. Don't wear yourself out with worries. Don't. I know the things that are going out there. I understand. I mean, it was a very pathetic story of someone who took a loan to make a farm. And the farm was progressing. And then he woke up some few months ago to get to his farm. And when he got there, he saw an invasion. Cow has eaten it up. And he had stroke on the spot. So I know Things are challenging. Things are militating against you. But please don't wear yourself out with worries. Pay close attention to your health, to your peace of mind, to your wellness. Pay close attention to it. In Proverbs chapter 23, verses 17 and 18, it said, "Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all day." Fear of the Lord means respect for what God is doing in your life. He said, "For surely there is a hereafter." So no matter the challenges, there is a hereafter. Your end is greater than your beginning. The glory of this latter house is greater than the former. Because God himself asked the question, he said, "Who has seen this house in its first glory?" He said, "Come and see it. I believe God, for the testimonies are changing in your favor." So praising God is a disposition of faith, which helps your faith to grow. It is commanded by God. So praise, worship is not something that we do before a service starts. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude. If you know who God is, if you know about his power, if you know about his faithfulness, if you know about his love for you, then you yield your heart in appreciation to him. Don't ever forget this. Not only through this week, but for the rest of your faith walk with Jesus. When you pray, God listens. When you listen, God talks. When you believe, God works. Those three things, it's very important. It takes worry out of your life. When you pray, God listens. Because it's a conversation. It's a heart-to-heart conversation. When you listen, that's when he talks. And if you can believe what he says to you, he's working on your behalf. These three things are the mystery of our faith. And unless you and I have active personal relationship with Jesus, we can't walk in the reality of it. I pray that the Lord will continually be your light and your salvation. Amen. The Lord will be the strength of your life. Amen. The Lord will be your shield and your buckler. Amen. He has promised he will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, "The Lord is your helper. Nothing any man can do to you." Can you just bow your head and speak to the Lord?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,